So there has been some shifting in the AP poll, and we did not get to dive into that a lot. So let's look at the rankings. One is Oregon, perfect on the season at 7-0. Two, Ohio State, 5-1. Three, Penn State, 6-0. Georgia is now 4, so they did move up a spot. They are 6-1, and Miami is 7-0 at 5. As for Texas, after that loss to the Dogs, they fell to 6 at 6-1 now on the season.
Yeah, it's weird. I kind of actually enjoy the fact and like the fact that the voters have put Miami down where they have, because they've struggled so mightily at times this year. I'm not sure who Miami is. And Penn State hasn't really gotten, I don't know. Penn State's played very well, and they've beat everybody in front of them, but to that point, who have they beat?
Yeah. Well, you know what? What's funny about it, too, and kind of looking at this poll and kind of mulling it over, it just feels like, and obviously Oregon at one, deservedly so at one, but when you look at Georgia, too, you're like, man, that just seems like a runaway train right now, right? It just seems like the way they played last week, you're like, Who's going to step in front of that one and be able to stop that? Seems like they're playing extremely well right now. But you look at it, it's a Big Ten heavy right there in the top five. It feels like Texas slides back, like Tiff said. I don't know, man. Like, I still look at all these teams in the top ten and wonder myself who's good. I think Georgia's definitely, in my opinion, the best one-loss team. Ohio State could be there, but there's just a number of teams because of how big these conferences are that won't play the opponents that you're used to seeing them play. And so you don't have the hiccups that you would have normally seen for teams like Penn State and some of the other squads that are up there in the top 10.
Is it weird to you that LSU is the quietest number 8, 6-1 and LSU's ever been 6-1? It just feels,
because not everyone's taught. I mean, you had Tennessee on the up and up this year, and LSU again was talked about going into the season, but then they lost to
USC.
So,
it is weird,
but they beat Ole Miss.
But they beat Ole Miss,
and no one talked about it because it was the same night Oregon.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's, Ole Miss had a stinker out there as well, where they lose to Kentucky. So that's one of the things that you look at and you go, both of those teams though, and they'll face off. Both those teams, LSU and Texas A&M, who will face off this weekend. Very, very quiet. A&M had the loss to Notre Dame, and it's just like nobody's really paid attention. Yeah. And now all of a sudden they're like leading the SEC. That's a matchup of two teams that are unbeaten in the SEC this year that you'll see this weekend.
I should tell you guys, so I get a big matchup on Friday night this week in Vegas, and that is Boise State, because you have to say Boise. People don't like it when you say Boise.
That's the dirt cutter thing.
So I'm just going to say Broncos to steer clear in the broadcast.
Is it Boise or Boise?
Boise.
Boise. Yeah,
that was a
dirt
cutter.
But they get very,
thing,
just like out there, Nevada is Nevada.
It's not Nevada, it's Nevada.
So, of course, I have UNLV. So, it's Boise. We'll just say UNLV.
Man, they're difficult out there.
You know? But I do get to see, I know Mike, outside of yesterday, after the show, you'd asked me about Haj Malik Williams. So, we got to talk to him. That's what I was also doing yesterday. I blanked out when you asked me this morning. We had production calls on a Monday, which is very unusual.
Yeah.
But the game is on Friday this week. So, we did get to talk to him. Excellent kid, great story, transferring in from Campbell and then making a huge impact with the UNLV program. And then, of course, we're going to get to see Ashton Jeanty, who is in the Heisman Trophy conversation. And we will talk to them, I think that's Thursday or something this week. So, but anyway, that's going to be fun to watch. He is close to college football's single season rushing record held by Barry Sanders. He's close to breaking it. So we'll see if that ends up happening.
I'll be rooting for him for the Heisman. I'm hoping he's able to do it, because here's the thing, Boise State aside, whatever the record is aside, I am a fan of when guys are able to do it from a place like Boise State. I miss the days when you'd get the Randy Mosses of the world and the Steve McNairs and whoever else it was. It's turned into kind of a who's the best player on the best team kind of award, it seems like, the last 10, 12, 15 years. I'll be rooting for a guy like that, and I can't wait to see him perform on Friday night, because I think that's a fun matchup.
It is, and then you, of course, Boise is 18th ranked in the AP poll, and UNLV is the 25th ranked team.
Good for
in
them.
The AP poll.
Good.
So.
Their quarterback leaves.
Matchup.
Their quarterback leaves. The other guy gets plugged back in. I think we talked about that line that week. They were still favored by like 6 or something, and I was like, man, that doesn't make any sense. That's a Vegas knows that they're going to be good. They've played well, and so they've kind of fought their way in. Shout out to Barry Odom out there for the job he's done with that program that has always been fledgling. And yet, here they are rising to the occasion, even missing their quarterback. So,
yes, they have. And this should be a fun one to see on Friday night. When we come back, guys, we'll look ahead to Sunday because the Falcons are taking on the Bucs. Lots of injury news ahead of this one, including two key stars for Tampa Bay that might be missing in action for this one. So stay with us. We'll be back at the top of the hour on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.